Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. This very, very challenging time. We're standing before Purim, and before Purim's Tanis Esther. Sorry, welcome our Torah Anytime users as well. We're standing before Purim, before Tanis Esther. A very, very, very holy time. A time of simcha, of joy, happiness. And we're here in one of the most crazy instances in the whole entire world. One of the biggest Rishayim that we know in history was destroyed. And everyone is extremely happy. It literally replicates the Purim story, where Haman is taken down with unbelievable force. He's trying so hard to kill everybody, and he meets his demise. The question is how are we supposed to relate to this whole situation? Obviously, we have to give extreme hakaras hatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the shluchim, for those who risk their lives, put an effort. It's unquestionable that we all have to mechazik in this. Thank Hashem, joy, simcha, rina. A Rasha was killed. When a Rasha killed, it's rina. It's something we thank Hashem about. However, the story is not over yet. The question is, how do we view the bigger picture? In the story, Haman was killed. But what happened next? So, in order to understand that, let's go into Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther. Normally a fast day is when you fast in order to do tshuva. As the Rambam famously tells us, you're doing tshuva, you're asking Hashem to forgive you. You grow because the tragedies then that we're Klal Yisrael experienced are the same tragedies we're experiencing now. Every year the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's Ki'ilu Charva. Which means those tragedies, which really are our sins, are still being experienced now and something we have to grow from, uplift ourselves and work on. That's a regular fast day. However, on Tainus Esther, it's not the same thing. And the Rishonim all question, once we have these days of Simcha of Purim, how in the world can we fast before them? And everyone gives different answers. The Rishonim come and tell us something unbelievable. The Pasuk in Megillah says that Klal Yisrael came the Esther Amalka Chasher Kimu al Nasham Azarim Diberetzoimus Sakas. They had Diberetzoimus and Sakasim, which means they fasted and they screamed towards Hashem. This is the Pasuk in Megillah. The Rambam in Perek Hey in Tainus, Halacha Hey says, Nogu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu hasanus b'sholos asar ba'adar zeich eletayin shehisnu b'yimei Haman she'nemar divrei tzoymus v'tzakasim. We're remembering the fast which was then. Divrei tzoymus v'tzakasim. It's not that we're having tshuva on the tzar. We're having a zecher, a remembrance to what was then. As the Rambam tells us. So what was then? This we have to understand. What was then? And how does it tie into now? The Rush says, it is man kihila lakol, sheniklu amdu al nafsham, that they got together and they stood for themselves, limelchama, for a war, vibikshu rachamim, vigamhu mi'ikarim. This is quintessential to the whole entire Purim story. It's me'ikar anes. We had the Benahapachu, Haman was hung, dead, killed. The new letters were sent out. But it wasn't over till it was over. Continues the Rishonim, the Ritva, in Daf Yud, in Tainus. When they accepted Purim, which was the joy, the simcha, the unbelievable splendor of these days, they accepted upon themselves this fast as well. This fast is not just a day we get by. It's not just something you take a nap, maybe take a caffeine pill, wake up 4:30 in the morning. It's something which is me'ikar the nes of Purim. Just like Purim's a simcha, this day is a simcha. So what's this day? What were they doing? We have something very interesting in these times. In all times in Yiddishkeit, they weren't something which just happened. There's something which is happening right now. In our very day and age, they're happening. So the question is what's happening now that's replicated in these times? The Mefarshim explain that just like then, they stood against us, the Goyim, there was a force, a horrible kitrug on us, and we needed to come against it, so too that's happening now. It was lo batla. The Satmar Rav, Rav Yael, brings from Yismach Moshe, that then Esther said, it's going to continue, Azarim, on our children. It's going to continue on. This kitrug of Amalek is not batal, even when we defeat them. That means even after you have the clincher, the finisher, I take it all. Haman's hung, his 10 sons are hung, it's still not over. This is what's happening then in the story. And that's why later, even though everything was done, if you follow the Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon and many others, the whole entire time, Mordechai and Esther are combating the sins of the previous generation. The sin of Nebuchadnezzar, Shavach Lutzelem, the sin of Shaul, that Shaul did not kill Agag, and the sin in that generation that they were part of the horrible, horrible Suda. These were the sins they were combating. And the Goyin is clear over and over in all the Mepharshim that when they completed their tshuva process is when Haman was hung. That's what was happening the whole entire time. Esther tells Mordechai to go and fast. But it didn't make sense because that means you'd be fasting into Pesach. Part of Shaul's sin was that he didn't listen to Shmuel to kill Agag. He made his own cheshbon. Mordechai is not going to make a cheshbon. Esther tells him to fast, he's going to fast. Mordechai tells Esther to go into Achashverosh after she's going to fast for 3 days. She says, doesn't make sense. He says, we don't need you for the Savior. She goes in. Even though it was counterintuitive, even though she had her own cheshbonus, it would be a hariga to call Yisrael if she would go in to to Achashverosh like this. It would be hariga. It would be detrimental. Horrible. She listens to the Navi. This is what's happening in the Purim story. We're in the sake and all the chataim. We're fixing everything. And then at the end, what comes? What happens? Haman's hung. So we think that's it. You're good. But we see that's not the case. We see in Perek Tes, the Alzarim Divrei Hatzayim Mitzvotzakasam. And when the Rishonim are explaining before the war, before the horrible instance, even after the Hatzalah, after they'd done all the tshuva, they'd fixed everything. B'nahapachu. Sason v'simcha, vikar. This is unbelievable. We have oira, we have the mitzvahs. Still, it's not over. You still need to do tshuva. You're coming in a war, you're coming in a battle. You need to do tshuva. That's what all the Rishonim are explaining of these days. You need to daven. You need to strengthen yourselves. Not tshuva because they were in an active chait. Tshuva just to make sure they were pristine going in because there was still that kitrug left. And again, the Yismach Moshe says that kitrug goes midar dar. Every generation we have this kitrug, this force coming against us, and we have to go and combat that force. That's what's going on Tainus Esther. There's the kitrug then, a ruchni kitrug, and we're going against the nations of the world. We're going to battle. So we need to daven our hearts out to get rachamim, as the Rishonim say. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmashpia on us toif. We're going to war. Again, the question is they already killed Haman. They beat Amalek. What's going on? They did all the tshuva. They fixed all the chataim. They fixed the chait of Ishtach Lutzelem. They fixed the chait of not listening to Shmuel and Navi. They fixed the chait of the entire Suda because they fasted for 3 days. They said, Hashem, our guf, our mishubit to you. So now what do they need to do when they're going to war? What more? And the answer is, is any time you're going into a makam sakana, the Gemara in Shabbos says that you get a new din. You get a new din at that time. You're going to a makam sakana, you get a new judgment. It says a woman in childbirth. She's doing the biggest mitzvah, but she needs rachmei shamayim and extra schusim because she's in a makam sakana. You cross a bridge that's dangerous, you're in a makam sakana and you get a new judgment. And you need a lot of schusim to stand in the face of that judgment. So we see from the Gemara this yisoid, this principle, this foundation, that when we go into a dangerous situation, we need to put ourselves in check, and we need the extra schusim. We need the extra rachamim from Hashem, for Him to shower upon us this amazing mercy. They were going to war. Yes, they had all the schusim on their side until then. Yes, they had destroyed Haman, the Ra, they had done the tshuva. But now, since that kitrug is not going to really be gone until Mashiach comes, it's going to be in door to door. And they were putting themselves in the makam sakana. They needed a renewal, a new rachmei shemayim. That's Tainus Esther. That's part of the nes, that when they went and killed everybody, they had a succession. That was Yom Yud Gimel. Whenever we go to war, we need extra schusim. And this war is present now. Khomeini was killed, murdered, obliterated. Ra, rishus, biata, ra, mikibecha. We destroyed the ra. Extreme simcha. It's rina, as the Torah tells us. We have to sing and dance. But don't think it's over. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we all know that we've had 10, 15, 20 sirens, unfortunately, just now. Beit Shemesh, a missile hit, and 8 people so far have been found dead, and 23 or so, to this count currently, are very hurt, some in critical condition. The war is not over. It's not like then even, when there was going to be a war in Yadalit, and we preempted it. Right now, we are in extreme sakana. You might live in Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh be a little safer. But right now, it's Yisrael's in Sakana. We are in a place where they are firing ballistic missiles at us. And whether you are in Mizrach or Maariv, Eretz Yisrael, America, England, Australia, it doesn't make a difference where you are. The Jewish nation is in Sakana. We need extra schusim, extra rachmei shamayim. We should be ecstatic that Khomeini was killed. We should be ecstatic that Ra is being destroyed. We are that Ra mikrabecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Ra. We hate Ra. We are so happy that Hashem's doing this. However, we're coming up on Tainus Esther. Why are we fasting? To bring the rachamim. We said in the past that the point of Tainus Esther is because there's a kitrig of the Umas Olam. There's a ra. There's the Eitz Hara coming in on Purim. With the greater Kedusha comes the greatest challenge. And on Purim, we know there's so many spiritual challenges. So much difficulty, so much abuse rather than use. We have to learn to use our prayer. We have to uplift ourselves and not fall into all the schmutz. Chas v'shalom. And everyone has to know in their Purim where their potential nefilas are. That's for sure. And Zohar B'shutim, that we have to use our Purim and not abuse our Purim. However, what's so chashuv to remember right now is more than the general things that we have to remember to uplift our Purim and not degrade it, chas v'shalom. To make it holy and not make it mundane. To make it special and memorable and not make something that we really do want to forget. That's, of course, Dvar B'shutim. That's just using the day. It's like I give you a Ferrari and I say, by the way, don't scratch the Ferrari. Don't run it into a pole. Would I need to tell you that? Would I need to tell you, don't run the Ferrari into a pole? No. You just use it and don't run into a pole. Of course, a Ferrari is not meant to be run into a pole. I don't need to talk about it. I do need to tell you, though, put into this gear, go on this highway, turn it like this. You have to learn how to use the day. It's Dvar B'shutim Ad Me'od. It's not something we need to think about, that you don't need to talk about how to not use Purim. It's like, you have the nicest car in the world. You have to learn to drive it in the right way and take it home. It's full of unbelievable capabilities. Don't talk about not abusing it. That's just klein azachen. That's small things. It's below us. We need to talk about uplifting, using. That's the normal thing that we're davening for in a certain sense on Tainus Esther. That we're davening that the kitrogim, that the horrible forces of evil which come on Purim, that we win, we come above them, we use the unbelievable opportunity for Kedusha. That's pasha what we're doing on Tainus Esther generally. That's why it's Mesukin nowadays, so we can fight those forces which are existing now. But there's another thing in this year. We killed Haman back then, and we still have to daven for the Nisim, for the Rachmei Shamayim in the war. We killed Khomeini, he's gone. 40 of their top generals are gone. But right now we're in an actual Makom Sakana. There are missiles being fired at Yidden. How much responsibility are we taking? Again, we're in Beit Shemesh, we feel, we're a little removed because it's not It's not as scary. Baruch Hashem, this is the most casualties ever in Beit Shemesh. And one is more than enough. One is unacceptable. Kal v'chomer, eight, nefashos, Jews. Kal v'chomer, people in critical condition. Kal v'chomer, another 20 hurt. It's not something we could be seivel. We have Tainus Esther coming up. It's a koyach of tefillah, of tachanunim, of rachamim. Let's not give it up. Let's not make this fast just another day which goes by so we can hear the Megillah and then start drinking or eating food and praying Shalchmanas. We have to understand that this day is a huge opportunity for all of history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya in the Bria. He put it into the nature of the day, of the nature of the Chag, the nature of our lives, that we can grab on to this huge opportunity for rachamim. Tainus Esther is a day where we can thrive. We can bring about the Yeshuas, the Nisim, for Klal Yisrael to destroy their enemies. Haman was destroyed, and they still needed the Rachmei Shemayim. Khamenei is destroyed when we are so far from not needing Rachmei Shemayim. We are so far from letting go. On Purim itself, we have to be Sameach. But it has to be in the context of things are happening in the world, things which Chas V'Shalom can and are hurting people, hurting Yidden. So let's not waste our Tainus Esther. Let's not waste the opportunity. Let's grab on. Let's, first of all, in the most posh way, use it that we can use our Ferrari, use the Purim. Drive 120 miles an hour in spirituality. But this year, Bifrat replicates the story. Haman is destroyed. We need the Rachmei Shemayim before the war. Khamenei is destroyed, and we're in the war, and we need this Rachmei Shemayim, and this can take it home. This can give us the Yeshua. Our tefillos matter. Our tefillos can be poyel. The only thing which stops it is the small-mindedness. The Svarna tells us an unbelievable yisoid by Paro. When Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu to remove the frogs, Moshe Rabbeinu says kidvarecha. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say kidvarecha? Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't he say I'm davening like you? Paro's his Rebbe in tefillah. He's the Rebbe in tefillah. The Svarna says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, kidvarecha, that you, Paro, told me that I should only have them killed? If you would have said I have them removed, then I would have davened for that. And Hashem would have removed every single frog. You see that even Paro, if he would have opened his head to what Hashem is, his tefillos would have been answered. Do not limit yourself by your small head. Know that you are plugging in to the infinite wattage of spirituality. And that can bring all the Yeshuas down from Shemayim. Take the godless and say Hashem, pour in that Shefa. Don't make your mind small. You can stop the war. You can save the world. Noach Schait explains the Kedusha Levi in the Zohar was that he did not daven for the door. He did not try. Explains Kedush Levi that means he wasn't maimin his koach tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said mecheni na, mei noyach as Zohar says, that means he believed in his koach tefillah and he was misaking noyach schait. We have to believe in our koach tefillah. This is Tainus Esther. This is our opportunity. We are in a dangerous, difficult, hard situation. Let's make it better. Let's use this day, the Chazal or Misakin, with unbelievable hashpos, to bring Kedusha into our Purim and to save Klal Yisrael right now. You can do it. I want you to have an amazing Purim and an easy fast.